you know, I had this idea years ago. Nobody was bridging the gap between yoga and sport. And I was an athlete growing up, couldn't do yoga. I have a marketing background. It's like, who's doing this? Like, who's making yoga accessible to athletes? And I was training a bunch of baseball players. I was done my contract on my way home to the airport. And literally we were in a head-on collision. And I was sitting in the front passenger seat. Obviously there was that moment that I thought I was going to die. And then I realized I could breathe, and later to find out that I had broken my back in three places. And
welcome back to another episode of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and you know, every single week we get so fired up to have the opportunity to bring you stories of athletes, entertainers, celebrities, individuals from the business world who have connected to their burn, that fire inside of them that ignites their why and their purpose, and then causes them to take the necessary action that other people are unwilling to take. That's how you get to peak performance. And now we get to add to the list of guests an industry disruptor. And I've got to tell you, when I read Jana Webb, she is an absolute powerhouse from Toronto, Canada. When I read her bio, and then Jana, I read industry disruptor, I was like, this is, I like this. I like this because I always love talking about the unrequired, the things that other people can't see, they won't talk about, they don't want to do. And I'm like, Jana is going to be fire. This is going to be awesome. And Jana, let's start with, first off, welcome to The Burn. So welcome. It's awesome. You can tell I'm energized to have you here. I hear industry disruptor and that gets me fired up. Because there are so many people in the world today, especially with COVID, you're actually stuck in Canada. Canadians aren't allowed to leave right now. And so there are so many people sitting on the proverbial sidelines of life, I like to talk about. And I know you've done work in the NHL, Major League Baseball. I mean, literally every major sport. And so you know what it's like if there's an athlete who's sitting on the sidelines or a business professional sitting on the sidelines. But it's all about action. So to become an industry disruptor, it's all got to be about action. And so I want you to take us back to how you got that name, being an industry disruptor, from taking yoga and turning it into yoga, and now how you have 400 coaches in the world because you decided maybe there's a better way to do things. So I want to hear this story. I want to hear how this has all been created. Just take us right there, that fire that lies inside of you and how this all happened.
Yeah. Well, I'll just start by saying it involves being a professional stalker. No, like in all seriousness, you know, I had this idea years ago. Nobody was bridging the gap between yoga and sport. And I was an athlete growing up, couldn't do yoga. I have a marketing background. It's like, who's doing this? Like, who's making yoga accessible to athletes? And so became curious and went on this quest for myself because I love the breathing and the relaxation that yoga offered, but the physical postures of yoga, like I can't touch my toes. I hate sitting cross-legged. Like I'm not going to, like it didn't resonate with me as an athlete. So I went to Japan, studied, created this thing called yoga. And then I had this idea of just working as a yoga teacher. And then a football team actually came to me and was like, hey, will you teach our athletes? And it was awful, Ben. Like that first session, I tried to make all, you can imagine those big linebackers like holding side plank and doing all these yoga postures that made no sense for their big quads and their big shoulders. And in that moment, I was like, this has to change. Like I have to change the industry. And so I took this ancient practice of yoga, right, that has tons of science and whatever to back it, but made it accessible, available, not only to the athlete, but to the entire ecosystem of sport. So in a way that everybody understood the program and in a way that it made sense for the skills and drills, the athletes, the head coach, the general manager. And when I talk about disrupting the industry, I guess that was the first piece of it, right? Was first coming into this. This is 20 years ago, right? So athletes and yoga, like that just wasn't a thing that was happening at all, right? Second, being a female at that time, right? Like there wasn't any barely working in sport. And so disrupting the industries from a female you know, coming into this like world of men, especially 20 years ago, and trying to get these big ass, I just swore, these big ass, trying to do these positions. So I guess when we talk about industry disruptions, it's kind of on two fronts. Yeah.
So one thing that I was really moved by, which I thought was awesome, is me going through personal adversity, having a deep connection to my mom and her story. And we're going to get to some adversity that you faced, but you had a strong role model in your father who used to always tell you the sun will come out tomorrow. And I think that's so cool, because for you to become an industry disruptor, I think there's so many people in the world today, they face a little bit of challenge and adversity, and there they go back to the sidelines again, right? It's fear, it's doubts and uncertainty. So how important was it to always go back to that story of your dad? It was almost like when I'm reading that, like you could hear him being like, honey, like, it's fine. If it doesn't go well today, sun's coming out tomorrow, you get up and you keep moving. Is that what it was like for you with your dad?
Totally, because, and I think, you know, in the first like 5 or 6 years of this, I was told that I would never do this. Like my program would never be mandated. I was told that I would never get into locker rooms. Like I was told no from so many different ways that I wondered for myself what kept me going. I was like, there's way easier ways to do life, right? But there was something inside my belly that I had this pure passion because of the success that I was getting with the athletes. And you get this from the mental perspective, right? I started to see these changes, emotional, physical, and mental peace of their, you know, of themselves improving. And so that became my reason and my why. And I mean, besides just being told no, there's, you know, there's life adversities as well, right? Like I went through a divorce, you know, I went through that first car accident, and then, you know, I went through that traumatic car accident, and no matter what I was dealing with, in life, my dad's voice ringing in my ears, he's like, the sun will come up tomorrow. And what it does, it always did. And some days I was down, and some days I wanted to sit on the sidelines, and you know, I kind of had to just pick myself up, and I was like, well, what else am I going to do? Like, let's just keep going. Cause I needed to, right? And I have a little bit of FU in me. I have a little bit of like, you know what, all those people that told me no, watch this. And I think that, as well as the sun coming up, are kind of my two things that fuel me forward.
And you know, that's so Tom Brady, you know, the quarterback. So it's amazing. Tom Brady, he calls it keeping his receipts. And so his FU attitude is, you want to say that about me? I'm going to keep the receipts. I'm going to keep that receipt. And then you just watch me. And so I love hearing that. There's a couple other corporate clients that I work with. One is actually from Canada. And every day he tells himself, JWM, just watch me. And I think there's a lot of fuel there. And, you know, a lot of times people, they hear my story and they say, oh, my gosh, like, I wouldn't want to go through seeing your mom pass before your eyes. And that's your burn. Like, I don't have a burn like that. That's okay. Maybe your burn is just watch me. Mm-hmm. And so I love that that's part of what fires you up. However, you said it way too quick, and I'm going to not let you off the hook here. So you've been through two significant accidents. Mm-hmm. And the second accident, which was the more recent back in 2016, that was a near fatal accident that still impacts you to this day. So take us there, because I'm sure there were periods of time where you wondered, like, can you even get back to this high energy life, pouring into others, mm-hmm. when you almost lost your life? So take us there if you could.
Yes, actually in the Dominican Republic, and I had worked a lot up here with the MLB, and then that brought me down to the Dominican, and I was training a bunch of baseball players. I was done my contract on my way home to the airport, and literally we were in a head-on collision, and I was sitting in the front passenger seat. Obviously there was that moment that I thought I was going to die. And then this, I can't explain the impact, like that moment will be in my nervous system forever. And I'm now able to talk about it. So we're like making, you know, before I couldn't even get the words out of my mouth. So these are big steps for me. And then I realized I could breathe, and later to find out that I had broken my back in three places. And the longest injury that I'm still in rehab for every single day is I have this severe concussion caused by the severe whiplash and a brain injury that I'm dealing with. And yeah, you know, I didn't even know if I was going to get home to Canada, let alone get my life back. And you know, having my son up here in Canada, like that was the hardest part for me as a mom. I'm a single mom, and I just nobody would fly me home because I had a broken back. Like even my, I had friends with private planes. They wouldn't, you know, it was basically illegal because if we hit turbulence and I became paralyzed, like nobody wanted to have that, you know, liability. As it turns out, I finally end up getting an air ambulance a week later back to Canada. And, you know, I will say it was my little guy, my son, that got me out of that bed. You know, the look on his face when he saw his mom broken was like a look that is etched in me forever. And I said to the nurse, my son's coming tomorrow for a visit at 11 a.m. We need to show him that mom can walk. And so we somehow got me off the bed and onto this walker. And I just, you know, put all my body weight on that walker and just started to take steps. And he videoed it and he had this big smile on his face. And I just didn't stop walking after that day. I just was like, you know what, let's just keep going. And I probably healed faster than most people, like in terms of my injuries. And so now when I talk about yoga and teaching and what I do, I think this accident is really, when you talk about that burn, like this is where it actually started for me, because I'm like, my strength is what saved me. Like, had I not been strong going into that accident, I probably wouldn't be walking, probably not even alive. But because of my neck strength and my core strength from what I teach every single day, right, I had the ability to withstand that trauma physically. And then the rehab piece mentally, right? Like it was a battle. I went through depression. Like I couldn't do, I just invested in $1 million yoga space up here in Canada. I had now couldn't work, couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. And so, man, like those were some dark days. And yeah.
Well, I think there's a couple things. First off, your strength is incredible. I mean, when you read through your accomplishments and what you've done in your life and what you've built with your impact around the world, it's extraordinary. It already had this significant fuel. So for you to say, then you really discovered the burn is really amazing. And what an amazing visual seeing you doing that to show your son that anything is possible. It doesn't matter if somebody tries to hold mommy down. There, once again, there's that just watch me. Like you can tell me I'm not going to walk. Yeah. I'm going to walk. Yeah. There's two points I want to make because I think they're actually really important. I think right now with what we're experiencing, everybody has experienced in some way, shape or form with COVID. And Aaron Nash from Platinum Fitness down in Florida, he actually mentioned this on a previous interview, that so many of us, we have to take personal responsibility for ourselves. Like you mentioned, it was your strength that kept you alive. Mm-hmm. And so I just, sometimes it's hard because people have their challenges when it comes to fitness, the discipline to do it. But how important is it for you to just take charge and be prepared physically? And it's not, you know, for an accident, but physically to, if you get sick, like how important is that? Because I want to talk about mental well-being, but first I want to talk about the physical. How important is it for you to share that lesson with people? Because I think it is overlooked far too often.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of related it back to sport because when I started to pitch yoga to these sports teams, I was selling prehab and nobody invests in prehab, right? They wait for the injury and then there's all this money popped into rehab. And I think as humans, innately we're just like that. We wait until there's a huge problem and then we deal with it, right? Like that's just, you know, how it is. And so my message, and when I get the opportunity to speak in front of people who are in my profession, I said, you have to harness what you do with a lot of integrity and a lot of accountability, because you have the role and the impact in to be in front of people, to inspire them to be stronger, to be better. And having that kind of core intention that like, hey, the facts are, we will all be faced with adversity at some point in our lives, right? Physical, mental, disease, like whatever it is. And so we have to prepare ourselves, right? It's like preparing for battle. You know, we know it's going to go down. And so why not prepare ourselves in the best physical, mental, emotional way that we possibly can, just knowing that will happen for us, because that's just life, right? And so my message is about accountability, and my message is about holding people in our space who have impact on people to also hold their people accountable. Yeah.
That's so powerful. Yeah. And then I know that blends into, and it's a very natural fit, and it hasn't been talked about enough. It's the part of the business that I operate in every single day. And I know now you have firsthand experience from your injury, but it's always been part of your you know, your curriculum and your belief system with yoga, but it's the mental well-being. So how important is the mental well-being, and what do you do with athletes to let them know it's okay to be open? It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay that to be weak, right? Whether it's emotional weakness, physical weakness, like it's okay to be weak and have areas to improve. So how important is the mental well-being in your training?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge piece, but I will say I don't start with that, because for me, my expertise is in movement. And so I'm always like, for an athlete specifically, if I can get them dialed into their bodies and I can teach them something about their neuromechanics or their biomechanics that they've never heard from anybody else before, I've got them, you know? And then I always say it's like hiding the spinach in the chocolate plate, like the good stuff's going to come. Need to first, like, it's like, you know, get them to buy into what I'm doing, you know, and then we weave these ideas of like breath and meditation and, you know, this idea of like neuromuscular movement and physiology and psychology and all these different things. But definitely I get the buy-in on the physical side. And then again, I will say, you know, prior to this accident, because I did work in football a lot, you know, there would be players that would come and they'd be like, hey, Jay, we can't do yoga today. Like, I'm concussed. And it was like, suck it up, buttercup. Like, I had zero idea, zero empathy, zero compassion, zero understanding. To then when I got in my car accident, and now with everything that I'm dealing with on the concussion side, I was like, like it is such a, because I look fine, you know, yeah. And a lot of these athletes, they look fine, but they aren't, right? And they are looking for that person to, you know, give them the permission to be vulnerable. And so moving into this space now, again, I'm coming at it from a place of empathy and compassion, better understanding, so I'm able to get there faster. Because there's a sense of like, hey, we like, she gets it, you know? And so funny story, I was right out of my accident, probably a year, I was in Seattle pitching the Seahawks. And, you know, the general manager came, like, they had me all set up in the boardroom. And I was like, oh yeah, no, don't need, no, there's no PowerPoint. Like I need a space and some yoga mats. Literally, they all like got into the space. General manager comes in with his suit, does yoga, you know, and afterwards I got this opportunity to say, listen, like I've been in this car accident now before, when the athletes used to say to me, especially football players, a day after the game, they're like, we feel like our bodies have been in a car, like, which is a wreck. Like, we can't do all the stuff that you're asking us to do. I was like, you know what? I get it. Like, I get it firsthand right now. And that also gave me the opportunity in that moment to talk about my brain injury. And just that moment, you know, kind of opened a door that for me in sport, right, that hadn't been opened before. Again, kind of from a different perspective. Yeah.
So powerful.
Yeah,
it's really incredible what you've done, the fighting spirit in you. I love that just watch me attitude in you. How can people learn more about yoga? Because I know that this has a significant impact beyond just athletics. You know, a lot of times it's like with my messaging, or people see my background, you only work in sports. It's like, no, I do so much work in the corporate space all the time, every day. And so where can people learn more about the extraordinary things that you've done to really help people pursue what it means for them to be their best?
Yeah. So yogaworld.com is our website. So everything that we do yoga wise, and again, yeah, it's centered towards the athlete, but right, we're corporate athlete, mom athlete, you kid athlete in you, right? And that shows like all of our different, we have certifications, we have different, you know, options for people to actually book yoga sessions. And then I'm coming out with my own website soon, because I do a lot of speaking engagements and things like that. So that will be, you know, on the docket soon. But I also want to say that my song, like if I had a walkout song, it's my fight song. That one you probably. When I heard it, when I saw your tag at Continued Fight, I'm like, these are my people.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm gonna put you on the spot here, because I know. So we just gave people an opportunity to learn how you can make a difference in their life. We already mentioned earlier that there's no excuses, right? Everything is online now, whether you're literally going, you're still in the NFL facilities, you're still in the NBA facilities, you're still in all these facilities. The individual who's hearing this, who, even when you said physically, I made it through my accident because I was, my body was prepared for that trauma. The person sitting on the sideline right now that needs that voice of encouragement, it's your floor to speak to them, to tell them to take that first action step. What do you got for them?
All right. I would say, I always start my mornings with their find another way. Like I always tell myself, find another way, because that opens your mind up to possibilities to find a different way in your day. Because if exercise or if something, you know, like taking care of yourself just isn't a priority, there's got to be another way to like motivate yourself to do it. I would also say that, you know, be accountable, first of all, to yourself and choose that for yourself and set yourself as your first priority. I always talk about people have guilt for, you know, putting and investing time and money into themselves. So it's like, get away the guilt, right? Take away the guilt and just really understand that really by taking care of ourselves, we ultimately take care of everything else in our lives. And it has huge impact on our children, on our business relationships, on our family and our friendships. And so it really is up to you, right? If you aren't, if you're on the sideline and you're watching life and you're like admiring from afar, right? You got to get in there, right? You got to like get in there, hold the ball. Maybe you don't run with it the first day. Like just look at it, you know, look at the leather on the ball, whatever it is. Right? And then maybe, you know, you start learning some moves, right? But the thing is just to be accountable for yourself and, yeah, do it today. Life is too short. And I guess that's my biggest message is we just don't know when our life is going to flash in front of us. So being super grateful if you have a choice and the abilities to move. I always say this in my teachings. You have to be super grateful for that, because this opportunity for you to move and think on your own can be taken away from you in a millisecond. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you for that reminder. And, you know, it's so often we don't really have awareness to that until somebody gives us the perspective. And so just thank you so much for your vulnerability. Thank you for your energy. I like to call it the fire, but I knew after reading your bio and learning so much about you that there was that fire and passion. So you said you saw the continued fight. I could tell it was the fire that naturally for the burn for you to come and to join us and to inspire everybody. I can't thank you. Can't thank you enough, Jana.
Awesome. Thank you. I want to jump through the screen. Is that possible? Get in there.
Well, thank you for all that you do. And to everybody listening, it's that fire. It's the burn, right? And so facing adversity, facing challenge, facing an accident, you have everything you need inside you to continue to fight, but you have to choose to continue to fight. And if anything, Jana, you know, mentioned, the sun's going to come out tomorrow and you better be prepared. And you are prepared as a result of what you choose to do every single day, not because you choose to do something when it's too late. And so I hope from that loving manner in which, you know, Jana just delivered that to you, now's the opportunity. If you're on the sideline, get in there and get inside the fight. And if you're already in the fight, dig down deeper and find more. That's why we spend this time with you on The Burn every single week. Make sure down in the caption, hop onto that free course for your prize fighter day. Make sure that you go check out jogaworld.com. It's the little things that make the difference when you design the life that you want and you stay connected to that burn. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
This episode of The Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.